Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are already holding down at the two dots, about 7-8 lines into the page. Va'Allah Shel Chiltus, and Be'ez Hashem, we will finish the Perek, the second Perek. So says the Mishnah, Va'Allah Shel Chiltus, you're allowed to buy Allah Shel Chiltus from a guy, because the leaf of a Chiltus from a guy, because it's not normal for him to cut it with a knife. So says Rav Pshita, obviously the leaf is mutter, why do I need a Tana to tell it to me? Lo Nitzcha. The Kratin Shabo. It even allows the little seeds of the fruit that are attached to the leaf that may have fallen off into the kli. So I might have thought that we should be concerned that maybe he's mixing in pieces of other fruits that were cut with a non kosher utensil. Kamashmalan daha ishtaruke hidi ishtaruk va'asa ba'ada, that we could assume that these little pieces that you find in the kli are from the leaves that filled this kli. V'zeise gluskatos. The Mishnah also said olives that are put into a round kli, like a cake, mahamugulgalin, that are heated and softened, you're allowed to buy from a guy. Pshit, obviously you're allowed to buy them. Why not? Lo nitzcha avagav derafituva, even though they're so soft that the seed comes out of them. Ma'u detema chamra ramabuhu. You might have thought to soften them to that point, they must have put wine in it. Kamashmalan hani machmas mishchahu derafu. So that's why it comes to teach me that no, it's the oil itself from these olives that made it so soft. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shluchin asurim, that the zesim that are shluchin are asur to buy from a guy. Hechidami shluchin, what does that mean? Omer Rabbi Yossi Barachanin, kol shalach sobiyot v'gari nasun l'shmetas. Anytime that you could just pick it up with your hand and the seed just falls out because it's so soft, so you have to be choshish that maybe it got so soft from wine that may have been placed into it. Now the Mishnah mentioned hachagavin abayin, that certain type of chagavin are asur, whereas others are mutter, meaning you have a non-Jewish storekeeper that sells these grasshoppers from a basket that's right in front of him, you're not allowed to eat it. But if it comes from a storage, you know, from long-term storage, you're allowed to eat it. So Tan Rabbanan, hachagovin v'hakafrisin, v'hakaflotos abon, mina otzer, mina heftek, umina svina mutarin. If he's drawing the supplies from a storage house or from a big pile that's there for doing business, or from a boat, so it's mutter to eat it. You don't have to worry that he mixed wine into it. But anim karin bikatluza lefnei chenveni asur mreshek shemizalif yayin alehen. But if you're buying it from the marketplace, from a basket that's in front of the chenveni, then it's going to be asur because the guy is sprinkling wine on them. V'chein yein tapuchim shalov dechavim habayin mina otzar mina heftek umina svina mutarin. And if you're buying apple cider from Novik Chavim, if it's coming from a storage facility or from a boat, it's mutter. You don't have to worry that he mixes wine into it. But if he's selling it in the market, then it's going to be asur because you have to be choshesh that he mixed some wine into it. One time, Rebbe wasn't feeling well. He had a stomachache. Omar, so it used to be thought that apple cider would be a cure for his stomach ailment, or maybe it's still this thought. I have no idea what people think about apple cider. So anyway, so he said, is there anyone that knows, am I allowed to buy apple cider from Avdei Chachamim? Is it asur, is it mutter? Meaning, if only I knew a rabbi, Rabbi said. So Amar Lefanav Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, Pam achas chashabe b'meyav. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, one time my father had a stomachache v'yavi, lo yein tapuchum shol v'chavim shol shem shana, and they brought him apple cider that was aged 70 years, that was gotten from Avdei Chachamim, v'shasav v'nisrapi, and he drank it and he was feeling better. Amar Lo, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Shmuel, kol kach hoyu b'yodcha v'atam tzareini, you knew, you had this knowledge, this chashva knowledge, and you never told it to me until I had to ask the question, meaning I'm glad I got the stomach, because this was a very important halacha that I otherwise would not have known. But ku matzav chav mechad shayilo shalosh meos garbi yayin shel tapuchim shel shim shana v'shasav v'nisrape. They found in Ovid Chavim there are 300 jugs of this kind of apple cider that was aged for all these years. He drank it and he was better. Amar baruch hamakom she masar alama l'shomrim. And he said, wow, blessed is Hashem who gives over his world to shomrim, who protect it. So main point over here is the Gemara goes through which types of foods you have to be choshesh the guy may have mixed wine into, and which types of foods you don't have to be choshesh that the guy mixed wine into. But apple cider is mutter as demonstrated from the story of Rebbe's stomachache. V'chein l'truma. The Mishnah also said truma. My v'chein l'truma. What does v'chein l'truma mean over here? Amar Rav Sheshes v'chein l'kohen achash l'mkar truma l'shem chulin. If you have a kohen who you suspect of selling truma as if it were chulin, l'fun of huda aser. You're not allowed to buy stuff from what's right in front of him because you have to be choshesh he's mixing truma in there. Aval abba mina otsar. But if you take them from a storage in order to sell them in a heftek mina svina mutter, then it's mutter because he did when. He'd be afraid to mix truma into it. Savar shami be rabbanan umafsdi l'minai, because he's afraid that the rabbanan will find out about it and they'll throw out his whole massive warehouse full of the stuff. But from whatever's right in front of him, you don't have to be so choshesh about, because you have to be much more choshesh that he mixed truma in from whatever's right in front of him, because he thinks even if he gets caught, they'll just throw away whatever's right in front of him, which isn't that much. So it's actually worth the risk. Hadronalach in Mahamidin. Now, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the third parak of Mesech Avodah Zarah. So, a little bit of background. The Torah tells us, P'sile Yadavayim Tisrafun Be'esh, V'lo Savi To'evel Be'secha, V'yisacherim Kamahu, Pasuk Zal Yudra B'yarchem U'umma Menacherim, and the Chum learn from here that there is an Isser Hana'ah on Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is Aser Bahana'a. So we're going to discuss specific forms of Avodah Zarah that are Asar Bahana'a. Kol Hatzlamim, any sort of statue that's made to look like a human figure or another type of tzura that someone would worship, Asurin is Asar Bahana'a M'nei She'inena Nevadin Pamachas B'Sharin Devarei Meir, because it's likely that it's worshipped once a year, according to our Meir. V'chamim Omrim Eino Asar El Kol She'yesh B'yado Makal El Tzipor Kadar, that just the statue itself would not be Asar, only if it has some sort of image in the hand of the statue, like a stick, a bird, or a sphere. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Kol She'yesh B'yado Kol Davar. He says it doesn't have to have those specific objects in its hand. It could have anything in its hand, and it would be Asar. So three opinions in the Mishnah, what it takes for a statue to be Asur Bahana, either to just have a human form or any other form that would be worshipped, or to have the form but holding in its hand a stick or a sphere or a bird, or to have the form that's holding anything in its hand. So the Gemara explains Machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim. So Rameir had said again, anything that is Ne'evad once a year, sounds like the Chachamim don't disagree that these things were sometimes worshipped once a year, and they still think it's not a Avodah Zarah unless it's holding something in its hand. Well, if the thing is actually worshipped once a year, why would the Rabbanan say that it's not a Avodah Zarah unless it's holding something fancy in its hand? It happens to be where a mayor lived, such statues would be worshipped once a year. So a mayor is the one, the shita throughout Shas, that's always choshesh l'miyuta. He's always choshesh for even a minority of places. So even though it was not usual to have things like this worshipped, but Rameir was choshesh l'miyuta, so he said, all places we have to make a gzeira, lest they do the similar to what they do around where I live. Whereas the Chum are not choshesh l'miyuta, so the Chum say we don't have to worry about it. The Gemara explains what types of images Rameir was asked by Na. So we say those types of statues that Rameir asked in Ramishnah were generally put up to honor kings, because people loved their kings so much, they would be over them l'shem Avodah Zarah. So that's what Rameir had to say, that all such similar statues, even in places where they don't love the king so much, are going to be Asr Bahana'a. But any type of tzelem that a person would never worship, Rav Meir would did not Asr Bahana'a. It's not only by a statue to honor the king that Rameir asked, it's also anything that's by the entrance of the city. Because whatever you put at the city gate is like, you know, you're making a demonstration of its chashivus by placing it in that location. Amar Rabba Machlokas Bishal Kfarim. The Machlokas is only about a tzelem that's that's made by a village, that's put by a village. Our mayor holds that it would be worshipped, and that's why it's also. And the Chum say it would never be worshipped, it's just made for decorative purposes. Aval b'shal krakim, but if it was from a large city, divrei hakol mutar, everyone would say it's a mutzvana. My time, it was just made for decorative purposes. Udikfarimi, ikalamandi, amar l'noi ka'avdilu. And when you're dealing with from villages, is it possible to say that these tzlamim are made l'noi? Dikfarim vadilu. From small villages, they definitely make it for Avodah Zarah. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. So if you want to say Rabba's qualification, it's got to go like this. Amar Rabba Machlokas Bishal Krachim. The whole Machlokas Rameir and Lecham is only by large cities. That in Rameir's place, they would worship once a year the images that they had, these tzlam that they had in the large cities. And he asked Bana the tzlamim in all other large cities, even if they're not worshipped, so that you don't come to be matir the ones in his city. And Lecham were not choshesh for the miut tzlamim that are ne'avad, and they did not asker tzlamim in large cities. Aval bishal kfarim, divrei hakol asurim. But when it comes to small villages, everyone would say that such things are worshipped. Meaning, I guess the assumption is that villagers are less sophisticated and are more likely to worship whatever's around. So if they have a statue by a village, then everyone's going to agree that you have to be choshesh for aval dezara of that statue. But statues in large cities, that's the machlok shamer and the chachamim. So that should be the main point, that when you have statues by small villages, everyone all the time are going to agree that it's problematic, you have to assume that it's worshipped. But statues by large cities, that's where we have machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots.